For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
A lot of us have become comfortable in our dysfunctions. That's what the comfort zone is. Every single time we try to step outside the comfort zone, fear hits, we freeze, and we fall back. That's why I call fear a barrier, because it stops us from reaching our full potential. So when fear hit, I fell back to my old ways, my old habits. I went back to what was comfortable. I was going back to being the shy kid. Speaking is not something that I used to be good at. I was a shy kid, like the shyest kid on the planet, like couldn't even order my own food at restaurants because I couldn't look people in the eyes. I was that shy. So what's crazy to me, and it still blows my mind, that I am a public speaker. I had split parents. A lot of you know what that feels like. Now, a lot of you watching this video right now, you know what it's like to be in the middle. Maybe, you know, you are between two fighting parents. Maybe you're the middle child. Whatever. The middle is a lonely place. Because in the middle, you have to deal with everybody's emotions. So growing up, I had to deal with mom's emotions. I had to deal with dad's emotions. And I had to just try to deal with my own emotions. The problem was, nobody taught me how to do that. I went to school just like all of you, and I learned math, social studies, science, stuff like that. But nobody taught me how to be happy. Nobody taught me how to manage my mind or manage my emotions. So I didn't manage them at all. I just suppressed them. And what I didn't know was that suppressed emotions over time, it becomes depression. So by the time I was in high school, I was already depressed. I had anxiety, insecurities, the list goes on and on and on. But despite all of my feelings that I felt on the inside, on the outside, it looked like everything was perfect. Every day I stepped out of my house with a big old smile on my face. My friends would ask me if I was okay because they could kind of see through the fake smile. And I'd say the same thing that many of you have probably said thousands of times. I would say that I was fine. I was just tired. And the reason I use that excuse is because it was half true. I was tired. I was tired of pretending that I was okay. I was tired of being tired. And yeah, I wasn't sleeping because my anxiety was keeping me awake, but it was deeper than that. But I wasn't willing to go deeper because it meant I had to be vulnerable. I thought vulnerability was a weakness. So I stayed on the surface. And I put the fake smile on my face and I went on my way day after day after day until finally, one day, I get a call from my best friend. He's crying. And he told me that his girlfriend at that time, she had just died by suicide. I was 15 years old. I didn't really know what to say. I was scared of what he was going to do and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. The only thing that I knew was music. Some of you know that when you're going through something in life, you put on your favorite song, you listen to your favorite artist, and then you relate to that artist through your feelings, and then you don't feel so alone in your feelings. So that night that my friend called me crying, I told him, bro, come over to the house tomorrow, let's put together a song. And the reason I had that idea was because his girlfriend, to me, was the happy girl, the lucky girl, the cool girl. So with a sense of urgency, me and my friend, we got together the next day. We put together a song that we called Life Lessons. And I put my emotions into my music. I asked myself, how would it feel if you were her? Because I knew what it felt like to hide behind a fake smile. So I put those feelings into the song. I wrote the song 10, 15 minutes. Felt good about the song. It was done. It was time to take it to the schools. It was time to make a difference. And then all of a sudden, I got a case of the what ifs. It came with a bunch of questions like, what if nobody likes me? What if nobody listens? What if I'm not good enough? Right there in the studio, I looked over at my friend. I said, bro, I can't do this. I said, I'm the shy kid. Right there in that moment,
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I labeled myself the shy kid, and I learned something very important. If you label yourself, then you limit yourself. It doesn't really matter what people say about you, but whatever you say about you, that's what becomes true to you. I went back to what was comfortable. I was going back to being the shy kid. But then I saw the look of defeat on my friend's face. And I realized that this was one of the darkest moments of our lives. And this idea that I had to make a difference, it was like the light at the end of the tunnel, you know? It gave us hope. So when I quit, it was like someone just shut all the lights off. And we lost hope. So my friend, he didn't even say anything to me. He just put his head down because he was disappointed. So I put my head down because I was disappointed in me too. I didn't know what to say. And we sat there in the studio, 10, 15 minutes goes by. We're sitting in silence. Nobody's talking. It starts to get awkward. So I just pushed play on the song and I had the song playing on loop. 10 more minutes goes by. He still hasn't said anything to me. And then all of a sudden, there's this random knock at the studio door. I go and I answer it. There's this random lady there. To this day, I don't even know her name. I don't know why she was there. The only answer that I have to this story is fate. Like, it just had to happen. It was late. It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. No one should have been there. She said she was walking by the studio and she could hear the music from outside. So I was like, is it too loud? You need me to turn it down? And she goes, no. Actually, I was going to see if you would let me come in and listen to that song. Stranger danger, right? I probably should have said no, but I had this gut feeling that I should let her in, so I did. She came in, she sits at the back of the room, me and my friend are sitting up at the studio desk, I press play on the song and I put my head back down. About halfway through the song, I hear the door close behind me, and this lady is gone. I turned off the computer, I shut off the lights, I'm walking out my studio door to leave, I'm going home, and there she was, standing in the doorway, the same lady, but this time she had tears running down her face. And she had a ring in her hand. She hands me the ring and I look down at it, and on the side, in big bold letters, it says, hope. That might not sound crazy to you all because you know hope's on a lot of jewelry and stuff like that, but to me in that moment, me and my friend, we had just lost hope. Hope was all that we needed. So it weirdly made sense. She put her hand on my shoulder and she started to cry. She goes, I know you don't know me. She said, I just came into this town because I was comforting one of my friends that lost her son to suicide. She said, I live about 5 hours away and I came as soon as I heard what happened. I left my job short notice. She said, my boss, he called me on the way here. He didn't understand. He fired me. She said, I just lost my job. She said, I was going to stay with my grandmother, but you're not going to believe this. My grandmother just passed away. She said, it feels like I'm losing everything. And then she took a deep breath. And she goes, but that's okay, because your song right there just gave me hope. She goes, I believe that's all we need. All we need is hope. And that right there became the hook of my song. And I believe that because in that moment, I realized what real hope is. When I was a kid, I thought hope was like a wish. I thought it was what you said to somebody when you didn't know what to say. You know, I'm not traveling around the country telling kids, hey, I hope you graduate. No, no, no. Hope is deeper than that. To me, you are hope. I am hope. We are hope. Stephen Hawking, he had a saying, where there's life, there's hope. It's through the things in life that you go through that make you who you are. And then when you tell people the truth, it gives them hope. But here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is not just what you're going through and what you've gone through. It also includes how you're feeling and how you're dealing with it. So if you're not talking about your feelings and you're not telling people the full truth and you're not fully connecting to the people around you, that's why you may be able to sit in a room full of 500 people and still feel alone, because you're alone in your feelings. But when you tell people the truth, it gives them hope. So if you're holding back the truth, holding back your stories, holding back your feelings, then what you're really doing is you're holding back hope. If you could overcome that fear barrier in your life that's stopping you from telling the truth, then even the deepest, darkest moments in each and every one of your lives has the potential to one day become that light at the end of the tunnel for somebody else. If you have the courage and the confidence to stand up and tell your truth. And the good news is, courage and confidence, it's like currency. It can be exchanged, it can be borrowed. We're all connected and we're all in this together. Overcoming that fear, building these relationships and getting connected to a positive community. And life gets easier, lighter, and better when we do it together. So let's get connected. Connection is important. That's how we're watching this video right now, through your internet connection. You know that feeling that you get when the internet goes out, or you're in a place where you don't have cell phone service? I believe that's the same type of feeling that somebody gets when they walk into school every day and they have no friends. The same feeling that somebody gets when they go to work every day and they have nobody to talk to, sitting alone at lunch. And if you are one of those people right now and you have a positive support group around you, I think it's your responsibility to look out at the world and find those people that look disconnected, reach out to them and get them connected. The only thing that might be stopping you from doing this is fear. Fear's the barrier, remember? Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of just not being good enough. When I was a kid, fear ran my life. I had a fear of everything. Everything made me scared. And my mom, she used to teach out of fear. She used to tell me, you better not fail, you better not fail, you better not fail. So I got to the point where I had a negative fear of failure. That's why I never tried. But then I got older and I met successful people and I realized that everybody has a fear of failure, but successful people have a positive fear of failure. They're so scared of failure that they never stop trying because that's how bad they want to succeed. They see failure from another perspective, which is a stepping stone to success. It is necessary. There comes a point in everybody's life where they feel like they're under too much pressure. They feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders and they're being crushed. And when that happens, you start to think things like, I need out. But you don't need out. You need help. You need people to push back with you. Some of us are out there suffering in silence by ourselves simply because we're too scared to reach out and ask for help. Maybe you're scared of the rejection. I'm here today to tell you that there's actually something that hurts a lot more than rejection, and it takes a lot longer to heal from. It's this little thing called regret. So I don't want you to regret not reaching out, because on the other side of rejection is connection. On the other side of failure is success, and on the other side of fear itself is your future. It's your full potential. Public speaking was my biggest fear. On the other side of my fear was my career. You just have to be consistent and persistent and relentless enough to reach that other side. But you can do that because you were wired to win. The truth is, you're a human being and you're full of potential. You're limitless. Every single one of you watching this video right now, you're a creator. With the words you say, the things you do, you're making an impact on the people around you. You're creating movements and patterns in the world. It's up to you. You could do that with just positive actions, a chain reaction of compassion every single day that starts with you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.